Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, we're reading in the Business Review that Governor Andrew Cuomo is ending the tipped wage for certain industries. Tell us which industries they are.
Yes, that's right. The governor's decided to end the subminimum wage for workers in what's defined as miscellaneous industries. That includes nail salon employees, hairdressers, car wash workers, valet parking attendants, among others. More than 70,000 people statewide work in jobs that will be affected. This doesn't, however, apply to restaurant and hospitality workers. Some restaurant owners had worried about the potential impact on their businesses if the tipped wage were eliminated for their group, saying getting rid of the tipped wage would be a monumental change to how the industry operates. Restaurant owners said they would have had to build in the increased labor costs onto everything on the menu, potentially raising prices by 20% or more. For now, these workers won't be affected, but there's still the possibility the governor will look at the tipped wage for restaurant and hospitality workers in the future. The tipped wage for those miscellaneous industries, however, will be eliminated December 31st, and workers in those industries will earn $12.50 an hour, which is the standard minimum wage.
Well, the next story involves, let's see, the owner of the Port of Queens and Saratoga Polo.
The owners of Saratoga Polo have until April to find investors and pay off a $3.4 million debt, or they will lose the property to Carver Laraway, who owns the Port of Queens. Laraway has taken over the property's mortgage from Pioneer Bank. The future of Saratoga Polo has been uncertain since September, when a judge approved Pioneer Bank's foreclosure against the club and its owners. Over the past couple years, the owners have tried to develop part of the grounds with condos, timeshares, apartments, and even a spa to make the property more profitable while keeping Polo alive. The owners have been unable to find a developer or investor to make the project happen. Still, they are optimistic that they'll be able to pull together a deal before their deadline of April.
Finally, I need to know what studies have been done by the people who own Cider Belly Donuts that's determined they're going to open a second location on Fuller Road. I mean, you know, this is just in time to break those New Year's resolutions avoiding sugar.
That's true, and I'm excited. It's 7 minutes from my office. This comes in addition to their original location on North Pearl Street in Albany. The new location will be at 53 Fuller Road, which was previously home to Super Taco and Dave's Gourmet and Exotic Burgers. This new location will provide the owners with a larger commercial kitchen to make their specialty donuts for weddings and events. The renovations will start soon on the building, with a spring opening planned.
We've been speaking with Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. We'll catch up with you next week, Melissa.
Thanks so much.